go now to northern Illinois, where a tornado tore across DeKalb and Ogle counties on Thursday.
It was huge, and it was coming right for us. I'm in shock. I've got no job and no car.
I was just blown away by the sheer terror of everything.
Residents of Fairdale, Illinois, speaking to NBC in Chicago. One person is reported dead with more injured, but small towns like Fairdale suffered significant damage to buildings and infrastructure. Severe weather is expected today from the Gulf Coast to the East Coast. Joining me now from DeKalb, Illinois, is Susan Stevens, senior reporter for WNIJ in northern Illinois. Susan, welcome.
Hi.
Some residents, including some of the ones we just heard from, said that they've never seen a twister this big.
I talked with a meteorologist from Northern Illinois University who is also a storm chaser, and he said he's never seen anything this big, nothing like this. He could see this tornado from 18 miles away. It was about a mile wide at its biggest, and just really stayed on the ground for 50 miles. It just kept crossing county to county. It crossed a busy interstate, and I think we're really lucky to have... Well, it's hard to say that right now. You know, they're still assessing damage, but one person has died. That's really terrible, but it just seems like it could have been so much worse.
I mean, given the dynamics of the storm that you're talking about, the size of it, the length that it stayed on the ground, it is quite amazing that as bad as the damage appears to have been, several homes destroyed, of course, in two counties, dozens of homes, I should say, that the damage wasn't a great deal worse.
Yeah, and there's a restaurant that apparently is very popular with truckers, and I hadn't made it there yet, and now I won't get to. That was destroyed, and there were about a dozen people inside it at the time the tornado hit, but luckily they had listened to the sirens and gone to the basement. The rescue teams had to come in and help some of them get out of the basement because the building was just a twisted mess, but they were okay and not injured. So again, some very lucky people in ways, but there's so much cleanup ahead. We're just going to keep seeing more of that. That's being assessed by the emergency management agencies. The National Weather Service is out trying to determine even just how many tornadoes there were. There were at least two, and one was this monster tornado.
And does this mean that, for the most part, early warning systems and local preparedness worked in this case, that people were prepared to take shelter and authorities were prepared to respond?
It seems like it. You know, if you look on the internet, so many people have video of this monstrous tornado coming through their area. But then a lot of them, you hear the point where they go, I need to get to the basement and they do. I was talking again with the meteorologist from NIU about this, and he said that, it's something to remember. He had been warning that we could have some severe weather as early as Sunday, seeing that the conditions were going to be right for something very serious. And we were under tornado watch all day, so people were a little on edge because of that. And this is our first... I think that was our first tornado watch of the season. And that's the scary part, too, when you think this is just the beginning of the tornado season, and hopefully this is as big as it's going to get.
There is a massive cleanup now underway in DeKalb and Ogle counties in northern Illinois, and first responders who are now dealing with the wreckage and the damage are doing so knowing that conditions are right potentially this weekend for more storm activity. Susan Stevens, senior reporter for WNIJ in northern Illinois, has been on the scene. Susan, thank you.
You're welcome.
Support for The Takeaway comes from the Henry Luce Foundation. For increased understanding of East and Southeast Asia, and the Rockefeller Foundation, whose transportation initiative is promoting equitable and sustainable developments in communities across the country.